Pat Long, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have your bingo sheet ready? You going to play some social distancing bingo with us this morning?
Sure.
Well,
because
are you old enough yet?
Oh, no, I'm not. So I can just be that quiet little presence in the back like
right,
usual.
Right. It was fine. I'm kind of looking forward to it. In less than 2 years, I can go to the senior center and hang out.
What's their age? Wait a minute. Maybe I can be there.
Yeah, you're just 50 or older.
Oh, I can play bingo. Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah. You might as well. You could win.
Awesome.
That's coming up a little bit later. Let's talk census. Last time we spoke, we talked about the extraordinary challenges that Census 2020 is facing during this extremely uncertain and challenging time. And so they've had to kind of change their approach, you know. It's going to be different come tomorrow. Tomorrow is Census Day. And it's really every day, though, right now, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The actual census letters, I haven't seen a postcard yet. They lied to me on that one, but there have been letters and pieces of paper that say, hey, here's your census information. Go online, fill it out. Or there's phone numbers that people can call. So that's great. And actually, Census Day is tomorrow, which is really amazing. If you have a census t-shirt or a census sign, by all means, get that out and wear it. Census selfies will be put up on the 2020 Census K County page. But there's so many ways you can fill out your census. And as we're experiencing right now in what's going on, those numbers really count when you're doing this kind of funding for those businesses that are applying for SBA disaster loans, or they're looking at keeping their people on through a loan program. All of those things rely on the numbers in our community. And, you know, we don't like to say best guess. We like to say we have this information from this 10-year census, which this time is going to be the 2020 census. So, you know, absolutely fill out your information. If you haven't received a letter, the website is my2020census.gov. And like I said, tomorrow is Census Day. And as a county, we're doing very well. The Oklahoma self-response rate, there's a map and there's a counter, and I've been watching it, is 31.1%. And Kay County is at 36.7%. So everyone give themselves a pat on the back.
Wow. That's
I know.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Not bad.
There are some options. I mean, you're not going to have a census worker knocking on your door tomorrow. That's not happening. That plan has changed. But what are the different ways and how do we go about getting that done? Of course, if we receive the card in the mail, but like you said, perhaps because of the obvious circumstances, maybe some of those cards haven't gone out yet. But even if it hasn't arrived, you can go ahead and get it done. How can you do that?
Absolutely. My2020census.gov. And you can just click on the button that says did not receive letter or did not receive census ID, and that puts you over into verifying where you're filling out your census from, the property that you're doing it. Because keep in mind, census isn't about you as a person. Census is about how many people live in your household. This is a head count. This isn't to identify who's living where. This is how many people live in your community, in your census block, in your county, in our state, and then across the whole United States. This is a way to have an accurate headcount of how many people live, work, use services, need help, need those services in the United States. So again, my2020census.gov. There's a phone number you can call as well if you want to talk to a person. 1-844-330-2020. So you can remember the last part. First part is 844-330-2020. So you can definitely do this a lot of different ways. In next week, the actual forms, and actually I've heard people say they've already gotten their forms. So the forms are circulating right now.
Okay.
If you haven't answered your letter, you haven't been online yet, the paper form should be coming to your location. And the great thing about that is the senior center, told you I'd circle around back to this, is offering help to those that need it with a phone call. So they are at the senior center 8 to 1, and you can give them a phone call at 763-8051. But if you go, and there's a lot of different ways to get help for this. Right now, though, there's not going to be anybody knocking on your door. Reach out to that phone number, 844-330-2020, if you want to fill out your census on the phone, because that's going to be a census taker. That's going to be a 2020 census worker who knows exactly how to answer all of your questions, and there will be absolutely no problem with you filling out your census on the phone. So we want to see those numbers go up.
Yes, and Census 2020, the website.
My2020census.gov.
My2020census.gov. So
absolutely.
Keep that handy. Kat Long, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Very informative. You know, the census, I mean, it sets all kinds of things for the next 10 years. For the next 10 years. That's why it's so important, and it's why it's unfortunate that we're in the times that we're in, but this is where we are, and we've, you know, we have to adjust and adapt and get it done.